This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doug Hagman is our guest. Final segment. Jesse Ventura coming up to talk election 2016. We'll continue with your calls. Eamon Bundy says, jail, most difficult thing I've ever done. Finally, after months in there, he's talked to the Oregonian. He's in solitary confinement. No clocks, no windows. Does not know what time of day it is. Doesn't deserve to be in that, obviously. It is political torture. So just because the Bundys, I think, did some silly things and romanticized all this and had a few infiltrators come in provocateur, now they've arrested 16 more people yesterday. That's over 60 people total. And I've read some of these indictments. It's like saying that Clive and Bundy was brandishing guns and stuff, and then they say at the standoff with the feds, and they marked the day where the feds backed off. He was back miles away and didn't even have a gun. So they're lying, and they're just waiting until they, I guess, give them deprivation from any human contact long enough till they'll say whatever they want so they can start a new war on everybody's property out west, what's left of it, and they're already grabbing private property that's been held for hundreds of years in people's hands in Texas. Feds are just showing up saying, we're taking it. We got automatic weapons. So that's just the way it goes. Your take on that, Doug, it seems like a real dangerous escalation where a lot of these people are innocent. Some of them, other ones act unstable. But I have seen very few people, you know, say we're ready to die, we're ready to kill people. I've seen a few of them say that. So maybe out of 60, and I've been following this, maybe two or three did actually make these statements. But my God, Black Lives Matter makes statements like that constantly, and all these other groups. I guess there's just a hatred of patriots.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you carry a gun, a Bible, and an attitude favorable to the Constitution, then you're enemy number one.
Better clinger.
Exactly. But you know, it's funny. I really think the Bundy situation, what happened in Oregon, and then what happened before, and these arrests, it's my understanding, these arrests are stemming back from the initial Nevada.
2014.
Right, right. So it's obvious to me, number one, that the Department of Justice and the BLM and every other government agency involved, including the IRS, they are now taking to the offensive, and they will round up the people, whether or not, they're going to round up everyone who was involved and assess their guilt later, of course. But after a period of isolation and of incarceration. But the one thing that you said, and I've been really paying very close attention to this, I mean, look at the Asian provocateurs here. They are attempting, when I say they, I'm talking about the powers that are control this, are attempting to insinuate and infiltrate these organizations, put in these people who will provoke situations, and then, of course, this is how something does happen. But the result, and I think this is the most important thing, the result of this is to take every new media platform, whether it's yours, ours, or whoever, and reclassify it, of course, according to not just the MIAC report, but a broader scope
just demonize it and claim it has no free speech rights.
That exactly right, and they have to shut us up. And it's a lot easier to do it through the legal process, so to speak.
Sure, that's it. They're heating up for persecution of gun owners and land rights groups while arming all these federal agencies and just having them just hatefully treat citizens. I mean, families in national parks and stuff, these armed guys show up and walk around and look at you with hate like bullies, you know, you'd see as a teenager or something. And you're like, wow, you're really, look at everybody like you hate us. And they'll just smile at you with, they're really hiring classic criminal thugs. I'm sorry to say, they're hiring some really psychotic people. Real predators.
Yeah. I mean,
they're like bad guys out of an old Western where you bad guys riding to town and are pushing people around. I mean, it's like,
Welcome to the old Wild West now. Yeah, I mean, walking my dog. I was stopped by a guy who wanted to see a dog license. And I mean, crime is rampant, you know, elsewhere, but no. But see, the revenue generators...
He wants to keep you in line, brother. We're going to have you back up the next 2 weeks. We ran out of time. You're awesome. Thank you, Doug Hagman. I'm Alex Jones. Jesse Ventura. See, this guy has no criminal record. Great guy. Trains law enforcement all over the country, federal and state. And then here they are. Where's your dog license? It's all about getting in your face.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Zorn.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club.
and you ain't in it.
You said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You can love him, you can hate him, but Jesse Ventura is known as one of the consummate political mavericks. They say he basically wrote the book that Arnold used to get elected as governor. And then, of course, now so many other politicians have modeled insurrection campaigns off of Jesse Ventura. He, of course, was an insurrectionist mayor, and then, of course, a governor. He also was a top entertainment wrestler and movie star and best-selling author. And he joins us here. He's also a friend of mine. I was part of two seasons of his investigative report, Conspiracy Theory. And now we have Newt Gingrich coming out saying Donald Trump isn't part of the elite secret societies with a straight face. That's why they're after him. Well, Jesse Ventura has known him for multiple decades. They're friends, play golf, eat dinner, hang out. He said, you know, 6 months ago when I was looking at Donald Trump, he said, no, he's for real. It's exactly what you see. Now I know a bunch of people have known him forever. And I say, no, what you really see is Donald Trump. It is an incredible spectacle, but here's the bigger question. Will Jesse Ventura throw his hat in the ring and run? He has basically said, and we'll have him go into it in more detail, that if it's an establishment candidate like Hillary or Rubio, that it looks like a green line. How would that happen? Libertarian Party? Because I like somebody like McAfee, but you know, the more serious candidate would be his Libertarian nomination, because they're in all 50 states on the ballot. You got to have that ballot access, would be Jesse Ventura. And exactly, if there isn't a good candidate like a Donald Trump, you know it's establishment. That said, here he is hanging out with Richard N. Haas saying, and he likes to have the CFR. He's got Gingrich endorsing him. I don't like that. But I'll be honest, the whole power structure is against Donald Trump. Ventura was on for a long time on CNN last night during the debate with their counter coverage, so he didn't get to see it. It was a bloodbath. It was media packages, like 8 or 9 of them against Trump, everyone ganging up. Misrepresenting what he said and what he's done. I mean, they are scared of him for a reason. He is challenging the system. He's not spending money on the political punditry. He's not getting the big campaign money. It's like hearing Jesse Ventura talk, because this is everything Jesse has been basically harping on for decades. I never thought he was beating a dead horse. I was just waiting for the right time to come. And so no army can stop an idea whose time has come, to quote Victor Hugo. Jesse, so much happening. I got a lot of questions, a lot of comments. I want to play some of the debate clips. I want to play a clip of this campaign ad. Kasich, the warmonger, who actually is a sweet little old man, he was running where, how dare Trump not want to have war? He's a tyrant. So he says, make America a tyranny again. Well, I thought they're turning us into a tyranny. So that's coming up as well. Good to talk to you.
Hi, Alex. Great to be here. Yeah, I went on CNN last night. I know the debates, I think, were on Fox or whatever. So probably not a lot of people heard what I had to say. But I brought up to them something that is really troubling to me. First of all, let me state this. With all the current candidates that you have out there and that have been out there within the last 4 to 5 months, I know a lot of them have dropped out. I have one thing that none of them candidates have. I have one thing that Trump's money can't buy. I have one thing that none of these candidates have. You know what that is, Alex?
Tell me.
I have an honorable discharge from the United States Navy, where I served from September the 11th, 1969, until September the 10th, 1975. 6 years, 4 on active duty, 2 years in the reserves. So what I brought up last night on Don Lemon was something that disturbs me to no end. And that is that then maybe I'll let these people off the hook because none of them were in the military. So maybe they're ignorant and they don't know about what I'm going to talk about. Maybe that. that's it. I'm not sure. But I brought up the fact that every Republican candidate right now has stated that they would commit a war crime. That if the situation arose, they would okay torture.
They try to one-up each other on what they do.
Well, and the point is, that is a war crime, Alex. If I did that as a member of the military and I took an oath, I would not receive an honorable discharge committing a war crime.
I agree.
How can the alleged leader of the military openly admit that he would commit, that he or she would commit war crimes? Are you kidding me? And nobody in the media jumps on that.
Well, it's probably a good thing you didn't watch because your friends would.
I guess it's bad to have David Duke endorse you or whatever, but that's out of your control. But to sit and openly state, Trump included, that they would commit war crimes and they're going to be commander in chief of the U.S. military. And I'm astounded the media doesn't even bring that up, doesn't question them to the level they're questioning them on these other issues.
I'm glad you raised this because that's my biggest issue with Trump is he has Hayden, who was involved in all sorts of illegal stuff and authorizing torture, illegal spying, former head of the NSA, former head of the CIA, going on Bill Maher's show. And saying, oh, he couldn't be president because the military won't follow his orders to do illegal things. They've got most of the military following orders. And Trump showed a very tyrannical edge when he said, don't worry, I'm a leader. The troops will follow my orders. And unfortunately, a lot of them would. I know he wants to, quote, get tough on ISIS and stuff, but you don't get tough on them lowering yourself to their level. So I like on one hand, he says we shouldn't be in Syria. We shouldn't have war with Russia. We shouldn't have created ISIS. He tells the truth about 9/11 and Saudi Arabia and does great things, but then he flips over and says, you know, we'll go after the wives of terrorists. It's just, what do you think of that, sir?
Well, that's ridiculous. You're putting a person who took an oath like I did in the United States military, obviously the president's not going to do it. It's going to be boots on the ground that will be asked to torture people or to kill innocent people. And how dare them? How dare them when they've never served themselves? They've never been in a position where their life was on the line serving their country, and here they would ask people who have put their lives on the line, who have taken that oath, to now go out and commit war crimes at their behest?
And
have people commit war crimes? I mean, this sounds like something that would be in the elections of 1930 Germany.
Absolutely. Well, they actually kept stuff like that secret there. Joe Biggs, who was written about in Esquire and Vanity Fair, profiled by the late, great Hastings, Michael Hastings. In fact, I wonder if he's here right now. I want to drag him in the control room next break to talk to Ventura briefly. He's an Army veteran. Was it three or four tours? We got Purple Hearts and Discharge Honorable. He says he doesn't really feel guilty because he didn't really understand what was happening at the time, but later he did. They would order them to go pick people up. They would take them to the DEA and the CIA in Afghanistan, and then they would sometimes torture them to death because there'd be a dead body the next day. He took them to people to be tortured to death, no judge, no jury, and that was about controlling the opium, which we know went way up under our government. So right there, that's somebody boots on the ground many times going to pick people up to take them to be tortured to death.
Yes, and that falls directly to the responsibility of the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States. And when the president condones committing war crimes, the United States and its people should hang their head in shame. Because, fine, you're fighting terrorists, you're fighting people that are probably not very good people, but we should always hold ourselves to a higher standard.
Well, that's what George Washington said. The British did a lot of atrocities. It's one reason the public turned against him. Washington hung members of the colonial military. They got caught engaging in any war crimes.
Absolutely. You have to hold yourself to a higher standard to be on the side of right. And let me put it to you this way. All of these candidates they can get away with it. They're not going to be put in danger. When they tell you that they're going to support torture, that puts our military in danger.
Remember when Bush let people get prosecuted who followed orders of torture, and then he didn't get in trouble?
Absolutely, but it gets our men and women have been in danger, because if they're captured or anything happens to them, well, if we torture, what right do we have to complain if our young men and women in service get caught and tortured?
There's a reason society develops chivalry. It's because you don't want stuff happening to your wives and children. And you
well, and there's something else, too. There's something called honor. And when you take the oath to serve in the United States military, you take an oath of honor. And torture and war crimes are not
honorable. Weren't bad enough. Now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life, and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jesse Ventura. Ventura is our guest. Biggs is walking down towards the studio right now to just tell his story briefly. I want to shift gears in the next segment out of torture and war, but since Jesse Ventura raises all this, he's really got a good point. It's almost like we've gotten broke back about this. I made a big deal about this under Bush, and it was all secret then. We had to prove torture was going on. Now they're just like, I'll torture everybody. I'll kill even more people. I'm John Wayne. And the weird part about it is, it's like Hillary bragging, I came, I saw Gaddafi died, or her bragging about killing people, or Obama saying I'm good at killing people. It's really weird to see somebody that's never killed anybody sit there and brag about it. And the people I know that have killed a lot of people, I got family members from the special operations, you name it. One of them was in 35 years. And I mean, on the ground stuff. And, you know, he became obviously an officer and got pretty high level, but they'll never tell you any of the stories. And boy, every once in a while, they're horrible and they don't like talking about them. But it's these wimpy people that really enjoy the idea of death and killing. And studying history, when you get an elite like that, like Rome in its decline, had these rulers that had never been in combat, but were into cruelty and evil, it's crazy. And then after the break, I have that clip where they say that, you know, Trump's for tyranny because he doesn't want war, and Kasich and all them will bloody the Russians' nose. We need Russian body bags, blow up their airplanes. And the Russians are literally doing nothing to anybody. Jesse, you were just over in Russia at a big press dinner a few months ago. Your interview here up on that went viral. I want to bring Joe Biggs in since he's here. Joe, just briefly tell Governor Ventura, it's a short segment. I don't even know if you were listening earlier, just your experience bringing people for torture.
Yeah, we would go out on missions in Afghanistan, and we'd have these OGA guys with us, other government agencies, and we would go in, do tactical site exploitations, clear houses where there were IED bomb-making facilities. And essentially, we'd take these guys back, and these OGA guys would come in and interrogate them, and we'd sit outside the little compound out in the coast province, and we would sit there, and you could hear the screams and yells, and it was pretty intense. And that stuff happened a lot. Some people came out, some people didn't, you know. And we would be told to go guard opium fields, and sometimes we'd be told to take them out. It was depending whether or not these farmers would play ball with the military.
Now you could argue, hey, they got bombs, they're planning to blow somebody up, we got to torture to find out who they're going to kill next. That's the Machiavellian idea. But then our own government's growing the opium and then funding ISIS, and now it's worse than ever.
Well, they were more concerned with protecting those opium fields than they were actually detaining and interrogating these IED-making facility places, these people that were operating. These guys would get captured and then essentially released not that long after. It's the ones who weren't going to play ball with the opium fields. Those are the ones who would get it the most because that's where the most money was made.
There's a short segment with Ventura to pop in, but are you able to come back briefly, Governor?
Well, you know, the more I hear about these wars, both Afghanistan and Iraq and all that, I'll just say this. I had a young man who I kind of tutored. He went into the Navy SEALs. He went to Iraq. He came back. He actually brought me something that I have here in my house from Iraq. I better not say what, or who knows what had happened. But anyway, I asked him a simple question, too. I said, when you're over there, do you know who the enemy is? And he said, absolutely not. I said, then it's identical to Vietnam. That's all I needed to hear. And, you know, what I'm watching in these wars, when people tell me to ask me if a war is justified, it's a real simple answer to me. A war is justified if you're willing to send your son. If you're not willing to send your son, how do you send someone else's? And I would not send my son over there for these wars because they're total BS. They're just like Smedley Butler wrote in his book, War is a Racket. This is a classic example of it. And then hearing this from the veteran himself who's over there, seeing and hearing that we are torturing people, well, how do we then look at them and condemn them if we're doing the same thing?
Exactly. How is North Korea bad for torturing, but then we're not?
Exactly. I mean, if we don't hold ourselves to a standard and have some type of honor, then what is it all really about?
It's amazing. And, Joe, you told me a lot of these stories. A lot of them got written about. You were saying this was pretty much routine. You were over there a couple of years in Afghanistan, then Iraq, or back and forth. I mean, how many times would you say you took people, you know, scooped them up and take them to be, quote, interrogated?
I mean, in Afghanistan alone, probably, I don't know, about a dozen times or more. somewhere in there. Iraq, not as much. Iraq, I was mostly just, like he said, like Governor Ventura said, you couldn't tell who the enemy was. In Iraq, you just drove around waiting to be blown up. And then, you know, you're looking around and there's kids and there's a bazaar and there's families running around. You have no idea who it is shooting at you or pushing the trigger to blow you up. It was intense. It was insane. It was horrible every day.
There's one thing if you got somebody, you know you're going to fight them, but I couldn't imagine just constantly not knowing where it is, and it's just crazy. Thank you.
You know, again, that tells me it's completely identical to Vietnam, because in Vietnam you had the VC.
Exactly, Governor. Stay there. We're going to break.
People there.
Absolutely. So we're going to come right back. Long segment.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Jesse Ventura is our guest, shattering the left-right paradigm. We're getting more in the debate. Your phone calls here in a few minutes. The governor and Biggs were talking during the break, and I'd forgotten to get Biggs to tell the story about his captain. He was a staff sergeant, now a colonel. Once he came to work here and was talking about this stuff, the phone call he got. So Joe Biggs, relay that story to Governor Ventura so he can respond.
Yeah, so when I was in the 82nd Airborne, I had this captain. I can't remember his name right now, especially after that conversation I got about 2 years ago. I kind of blocked the guy out of my memory. I started working here, yeah, about 2 years ago. When I get a call, I'm actually out on Red River in downtown Austin with McBreen and some of the guys here in the crew, and getting some pizza, walking around. My phone rings, and I pick it up, and this guy goes, "Oh, I don't know if you remember me. I'm I used to be a captain, blah, 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 in the 82nd Airborne. And I go, oh, okay, I remember. And he goes, yeah, I'm a colonel now in the Army. And, you know, what you're doing right now, it's truly and honestly disgusting. You're a disgrace. You need to shut the F up and stop talking about what you're doing. You are giving soldiers a bad name, speaking out about what's going on. I've heard your reports about Afghanistan, what's going on with the opium. Shut up. Stop it. You know, basically like that. And it went on for about 30 minutes. And, you know, I hang up the phone and McBreen's looking at me. He's like, man, what just happened? That looked like an intense call. And I was like, man, this guy just basically threatened me, told me to shut up for what I was talking about at InfoWars. So, I mean, that was super intense. I came out of nowhere.
Well, it's sad. And as I explained, it's difficult to be a whistleblower because people you know and people that are involved with you, many of them will view you as a traitor.
Oh, yeah.
And many of them will you know, just be very hostile. And that's what makes being a whistleblower. It's a difficult thing that takes a great deal of courage. And I always respect someone who sees something wrong and has the courage to bring it to the forefront, regardless of how they themselves may suffer from doing it. Those are heroes.
When I was in Afghanistan,
people that do that are heroes, not a lot of these other people they try to claim are heroes.
Yeah, when I was in Afghanistan, there was a reporter there, well-known combat journalist Michael Hastings, and he asked me a question in one of the interviews. He goes, "What do you think about the Taliban here? What do you think about these people who want to kill you?" And I said, "I have a great deal of respect for them." I was like, "Guess what? We're flying over here. We're bombing the hell out of them. We're shooting at them. We're blowing them up for our own reasons. What would you do if you were sitting in your backyard and paratroopers started falling out of the sky in your homeland, people started attacking you, and you're just sitting there like, all right, well, I've got to pick up arms and defend myself." I said, "I don't blame them for wanting to kill me, but at the same time, I'm going to protect my men that are with me and make sure we get home. But at the same time, I can respect them for doing what they're doing as well."
Sure. Thank you, Joe. Interesting testimony. But the point is it's known opium production went from 3% to 93% within 2 years of us being there. It's known they're torturing people. So why call up and tell them to shut up when it's his birthright to have free speech, Jesse?
Well, of course it is. But, you know, we don't live in an era anymore where the Bill of Rights matters. You and I have talked about it thousands of times, Alex, how the Bill of Rights is trampled. They have no regard for it whatsoever. So it doesn't surprise me that free speech is the first. Why wouldn't they take that down also? Now it's selective speech, I guess.
I want to play you a couple clips since you missed the debate, and we haven't played these yet, so the listeners want to hear these. I know you like Putin. You've been over there for a big press dinner, met him.
Well, I don't necessarily like him, but I respect him, and I met him briefly, and I'd certainly love to sit down and talk with him more.
Well, I'll say this. I like the straight shooting. I like the fact he's defending the family, national sovereignty. I don't see Russia involved in any of our interests. Russia's not doing anything to America. It's the globalists that are doing it. They're the ones taking my rights.
I agree.
And so I don't put words in your mouth. The point is you respect Putin. He's got two overseas military bases where people invited him in. We have over 300. We're in 100-plus countries. So it's super, super ridiculous, you know, to say bloody their nose, Trump's a traitor, because he says he knows Putin and would try to work with him and be friends and have business relations between our countries. Why not? And so this is what John Kasich put out. This is the video they put out. Trump, Putin, 2016, make tyranny great again. So they're acting like Trump and Putin are the threat, not the tyrants that are pushing all this. Here is the Kasich TV ad.
In a stunning development, today Donald Trump announced his running mate, Russian President Vladimir Putin.
He was my stablemate. I believe I'll get along with him. It was Trump and Putin, Putin and Trump.
The decision would be illegal and unconstitutional, but not unexpected in light of Mr. Trump's recent pro-Putin rhetoric.
Do you like Vladimir Putin's comments about you?
Sure. When people call you brilliant, that's always good.
Vladimir Putin welcomed the news and only had glowing words to say for Trump.
He is a brilliant and talented person, without a doubt.
If elected, Trump promised that the dictatorial duo would, quote, make tyranny great again.
I think I'd get along very well with Vladimir Putin. I just think so.
And they say that he's running for office, whether he make tyranny great again.
And what the hell's wrong with that? You know, all these other guys, all they want to do is fight war.
Well, they're not even good at it in Afghanistan, Iraq. We can't go to war with Russia or China, who have ICBMs, just who Clinton gave to them. I mean, to the Chinese. I just don't understand. What is Russia doing to us except not letting the West take the satellite countries around it and put missiles on its border?
Whoa. Exactly. And, you know, I'd rather have someone who can talk to Vladimir Putin than someone who ignores him and attacks him.
Kasich said we need to bloody their nose.
Well, here you got another guy who never served in the military, who's making these military decisions because he doesn't have to do it. You know, I think it's time to elect a veteran. We haven't had a veteran in the White House for a long, long time.
Well, certainly not combat vet like JFK. JFK was a hero. He was blown up, you know, in that PT boat fighting a battleship.
Even Nixon served.
Yeah.
You know, but I think personally it is time we get a veteran, and it doesn't mean you got to be a war hero or you got to be anything like that. Just someone who has gone on with their life, taken the oath, and stood ready to give their life
sure.
to their country.
Exactly. But as you know, Kennedy,
one of the candidates that did that.
Kennedy could hardly walk at the time because, I mean, literally in a little, it wasn't a PT boat or a destroyer. It was just one of those little attack boats in a fight with a Japanese battleship. And, of course, he didn't want to start a bunch of wars since he'd actually been in one.
Well, I'm getting back to it, Alex. It's time to elect a veteran instead of and someone that knows what it's like to take an oath and to be prepared to die for your country. None of these presidential candidates right now have ever did that. None of them.
Well, Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex. I mean, we buy multi-billion-dollar jet fighters that the Pentagon admits isn't even as good as a $10 million or $15 million F-15 that's 25 years old. I mean, we are being screwed over.
Alex, not only that, we continue to build these aircraft carriers that are sitting duck targets for the countries out there that have ballistic missiles.
Well, yeah, it's cruise missiles.
Aircraft carriers off like shooting ducks in a pond.
Yeah, a cruise missile will take it out.
And the point is we continue to build them and float around on the ocean with them, you know, for what?
It's called treason.
You know, it's wasteful. Here's what I believe, Alex. We have enough problems in our own country right now. We need to start focusing on fixing up the United States of America. Anybody, does Flint, Michigan ring a bell?
Exactly. We're falling apart. Let me ask you this question. So I want it in your own words. I saw a newspaper article, but I don't trust newspapers. Half the time they lie. Where are you on running for president? What is the climate or what is the circumstances that will induce you to run?
Well, right now, it's about a 30-day window I have, roughly, to inform. I've been in contact with the Libertarian Party. They have formally invited me to their convention in Orlando, and that's where they give out their nomination or support, and you go on the ballot as the Libertarian's choice for president. It's totally personal now for me whether I want to get involved at that level and go 24/7 and put myself through what a campaign from June to November would do to me and my family. But right now, I don't see anybody out there. Bernie Sanders, I talked with him a couple days ago, and he unequivocally told me that if he loses, which chances are he's going to, he's done a remarkable thing, but Hillary's got the superdelegates, so that's the fix. And if Bernie loses, he is going to endorse Hillary, which to me stops the revolution. How do you get on board with somebody you've just accused of being owned by Wall Street?
And who is stealing the popular vote with superdelegates.
Well, yeah, and here's what I think they got in mind. Let me project this out there. Because with these two parties, you notice all the candidates agree they'll support whoever the party chooses. Well, that shows loyalty to the party, not the country. That shows their true colors. They're loyal to their party.
That's why George Washington wanted political parties banned.
Exactly. And but the thing is, here's what I think is going to happen, Alex. I think Sanders will lose, and then he will endorse Hillary, and Hillary may take him as the VP. And that way it'll attempt to bring the Sanders people in line with the Clinton people, and if that happens, they certainly will defeat the Republican.
Yeah, because if they don't bring Sanders in, a lot of these people are going to go Trump. They've said that. The polls show that.
Well, I don't know if they're going to go Trump necessarily, but here's where I sit. Where would the Sanders people prefer to go, and where would the Trump people prefer to go if they don't make it? To a Jesse Ventura?
To a libertarian.
Truly a centrist? I'm in the middle. I don't need to go to the far left. I don't need to go to the far right. That's how I won Minnesota. The Republican Norm Coleman had to appease the far right. Skip Humphrey had to appease the far left. I had the center, which wins it. They couldn't get back in the middle.
Well, let me tell you, they know you could win and certainly were in the position to win until they ran the political assassination, character assassination things that you were stopped drunk driving when you were in another state wasn't true, that you were happy.
On the Kyle stuff, first of all, the court still haven't rendered a decision. The appeals court was still waiting. And the second is, that's getting behind me. People now know the truth. People know the truth.
No, I know. I've noticed that. So that lie is wearing off. That's good news. But what I'm saying is they did that because they know you're a contender.
They're already doing it now. I rattled my sword. Marco Rubio came up here and pulled me in and said that I'm an embarrassment to the state of Minnesota, an embarrassment today.
So they're already shooting at you.
Oh, they're shooting at me already. They're shooting, and I laughed, and I on the Rubio thing, and I said an embarrassment, and he's a follower of, and he said I'm an embarrassment like Trump, who came out of entertainment, and it shows what a hypocrite he is because he says he's a follower of Ronald Reagan. Well, excuse me, if he were old enough to know, Ronald Reagan came from entertainment too.
Yeah, Rubio's. Well, you like Reagan because he did stuff like when he got bombed for no reason, pull out. It's not running, it's being smart.
This little Rubio, you know what I call Rubio? He's the spineless puppet. He's up there, totally controlled by the Wizard of Oz. He's a puppet. He's who the puppets have put forward, the controlling people who want to win. They want Rubio because he's nothing but a puppet.
I agree. Now, let me inject this question. I read in the newspaper report that I covered yesterday that to paraphrase, you said, look, if it's not Sanders or it's not Trump, if it's not an anti-establishment candidate, I'm going to run probably as a libertarian, and then you got 30 days to do it. Specifically, you're saying what, and I understand, I mean, are you leaning 64, 40 against?
It's 50-50 right now. It's 50-50 right now. I want to see who wins these final March things, so we're pretty sure then who the two candidates are going to be, but you never know. I mean, they could go to that convention and they could take it right away from Donald if they want to.
I was about to say, would you run against Donald Trump?
Sure. If I choose to run and he's the Republican candidate, I run against Republicans and Democrats regardless of who
they are. No, I understand, but surely the Trump thing is an anti-establishment run.
Well, that's true, but maybe a lot of anti-establishment. Donald still supports, torturing people. He's going to blow up and exploit the wars more. All of these candidates.
Yeah, so you've gone from a month ago saying you like Donald, but his torture comments are pushing you over the edge to maybe be ready to run up against him.
Well, not just that, but his war comments. They're all going to go to war again. I'm sick of these wars. I want out of there. I want to bring... And I'll tell you what, if they want to put walls at the borders, bring all our troops home and let the troops guard
the borders. Sure, but in fairness to Trump,
we don't want to be racist.
In fairness to Trump, he's against Libya, against Syria, against having war with Russia. I think the tough guy talk is rhetoric because he knows what the Republican audience is like. They think torture is really tough.
Well, whatever, I can only go by what he says. And if he's just doing that to win the Republicans over, then that doesn't carry weight with me.
No, I hear you. What do you think of the CFR head meeting with him?
Who's that now?
Richard Inhofe met with him. Newt Gingrich has basically endorsed him now.
Have endorsed Trump?
Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah.
Well, that's the Republican Party. They're going to do what they're going to do. See, I think that if I were to run, Alex, I would say it doesn't matter who they run. They're still the Republicans and the Democrats.
Absolutely. Jesse, let me shift gears then. Separately, ships off the coast of China, North Korea threatening to use nukes, U.S. proxy war in Ukraine, starting a war with Russia. It seems like our elite are going insane. What would you say about the state of the climate of the world right now politically?
Well, I'd say that the United States needs to stop being the major force of war throughout the world, because every war that happens now, we're involved in it in one way or another. And I'm sick of it. Again, I'll follow the teachings of the two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, General Smedley Butler. Our troops shouldn't go over 500 miles from our shoreline. They should be for protecting the United States of America, not being involved in regime overthrows and invading and occupying other countries.
Sure.
And going to Afghanistan to make sure the opium's getting out like it should.
Let me crystallize this, and I want to go to phone calls for you, sir. I'm skipping this network break so we have more time. I'm going to take a moment and plug here in a second before we go to calls. Callers, get ready. I don't want to have, you know, a emotional debate with you. We've had real discussions many times over dinner or on the road with the TV show and before that. But I want to be serious here about where I stand. We haven't replaced our population. We need to bring in people. I love, you know, folks that come in from Latin America, people that come in from China, great people. I don't like being groped at the TSA, being checked. I don't like when I come to the border getting a third degree, everything searched. When I flew back in from Cancun the last two times, two-hour flight direct from Austin back, you would think that Attila the Hun was coming through.
Yep.
So here's the deal. Go ahead and open the borders up completely, but I'm going to be left alone too. What I'm saying is don't leave the borders open. I mean, they admit they got flights coming in all over the country. They didn't even check the IDs of people under Obama's orders. They're bringing in Muslim refugees who they don't even check or vet them. That's confirmed. So all I'm saying is vet the people, check they're not criminals, and then treat citizens as least as good as you treat people, because I get being nice to the third world people and we need hard workers. But they are bringing them in to kind of make them a political voting block, give them voter IDs. I just hope you can see the other side of the issue as well and see where Trump is right to say, hey, you got to vet people. And if you're not going to check their IDs, at least you got to stop it all until you're doing it. The media misrepresents what he says so often. You're right about the torture. And I mean, that is wrong. And he did say that. But on the other stuff, they're twisting what he said.
Well, that may be so. My belief on immigration is simply this. If we're tired of immigrants, then let's stop it altogether. See, the problem with immigration is you can't have gray area. You either got to have white or black. It's that simple. You either have immigration fully, you can't just eliminate certain people from it, or you have none. And it seems to me we're to the point where we're ready to say we don't want no bullshit.
Sure, but see, now you're going to the extreme example. Please, I know, come on. I see your point. Get rid of the Statue of Liberty, Alex. You bring the troops down. I'm not having that argument with you. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. What I'm saying is, at Ellis Island, they kept you for 3 months to make sure you didn't have TB. They let people in with HIV and TB now, and then they shut whole schools down in Austin, and the kids are getting it. You can't bring a 12-year-old with TB and stick them next to my kids. I'm saying it's so extreme with the left. They'll bring somebody in, Governor, with drug-resistant TB. Now, come on. You agree they should be checked, right?
Absolutely.
Well, then good. Then bring them in.
You know what else we need to do? We need to check to see if it was Monsanto that created the new Zika virus.
I agree. Absolutely, sir.
Because they went down there and spread a bunch of chemicals in the water. Mosquitoes don't normally carry viruses.
They mutated.
They attract them.
You're right. I think I've had top scientists on.
The mosquitoes, and now the mosquitoes are giving it to us.
You're right. I think a lot of scientists think they mutated because of the chemicals. You're right.
Yeah, and yet they don't. You don't hear that reported, do you? They're doing to the mosquitoes what they're doing to the gun. They're blaming the gun for all these shootouts when the reality is it's the pharmaceutical drugs that the shooters have been put on.
Oh, I saw a great...
There's your common denominator, and they won't talk about it because you're not allowed to talk about pharma in the media.
Oh, yeah. They swore I was on three segments, Piers Morgan, highest ratings ever had, and I'm sitting there... And I attacked Big Pharma the first segment. They go, don't do that again. The producer came over, they go, do not talk about our sponsors. And I came back on and did it, and they cut it off. They said, that's it. Get out of here. All because I said, you got Prozac ads during the commercials, and every one of the shooters has been on it.
Well, and the point is they won't bring that out. They stop it at the gun. They blame the gun. Just like with this Zika virus, they're blaming the mosquito. They're not blaming the fact that chemicals allegedly were put into the water down there to kill the mosquitoes. Clearly it didn't work, and the mosquitoes are passing this on to now to humans.
Yes, sir. We're going to go to calls here, just one or two before you got to go. It's great to have you on. It'll be amazing if you run for president. I just can't wait to be able to cover that.
I just want to give, you know, people, I want to break this spell to everybody thinks you have to elect a Democrat or Republican. Why?
You're running. I can tell you're running.
Why? Why do you have to elect them?
Jesse, I sense more energy in you than in the 10 years I've known you. You're more aggressive. Like you're running for president, buddy.
No, I ain't. I'm 50-50. I'm going to watch what happens this month.
No, I think you recognize history's happening. This is a special election, and you want to be heard. Bare minimum, you cannot lose when it comes to injecting real issues. And so I think you're running for president. I think you're doing it.
Well, Alex, all I'll do with you on that is say don't hold your breath on it.
Well, I can't hold it for 30 days. Promise me that I know you're going to see it.
You're not Alex, you're not a gray whale. You can't hold your breath that long.
I wasn't a champion swimmer like you, but I didn't win blue ribbons in Dallas, so I didn't even swim. As long as I held my breath was 2 minutes. But listen, how long did you hold your breath in the SEALs?
I don't know. We had to do 75-foot free dives, though. We had to go down 75 feet and get sand and bring it back to the surface.
That's the farthest I've ever gone. The big thing.
I don't remember if we did 75 or if we actually did 100. I don't even recall. We did it at San Clemente Island.
Yeah. Well, the secret is, you know, you pressurize so it oxygenates because it puts more pressure. So suddenly you go down 60, 70 feet. That's about the depth where you go, whoa, I can breathe. I mean, I feel good now. And then you got to go over the side. But once you start going back up, it starts unoxygenating and there's that panic, you know.
No, the secret's just to swim fast and grab the sand and don't let it get out of your hand before you got to show it to the instructor.
What about these free divers that go down 1,400 feet? That's pretty amazing, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm too old to do that stuff.
Well, all of them that have done that have died. Everyone that goes to those depths keeps doing it and they all die.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I'm 64. I can't swim like I used to.
You know, we're just out of time. I'm going to have to go to James or everybody else after you go. I'm going to go into overdrive here. David Knight's coming up. But, Jesse, so much more is happening in the world. The reason I would say run, I don't want you to kill yourself doing it. I know you've been through a lot. But I know if you ran, you would run to win. I love seeing the Trump phenomenon of a maverick. I know you're a real maverick. I have questions about Trump. I think he's a good guy. You say he's a good guy. I'm supporting him right now, but I would love for you to run just because the bully pulpit you'd get, and I'd love to be able to, you know, let me know when I'll be there at that press conference when you announce.
Okay, well, like I said, if I do it, I'm doing it to give people what I believe they're really seeking, and that's an alternative to the Democrats and Republicans, because if you elect a Democrat or Republican, you get the party with it, no matter what anybody says.
Would you consider taking a position in a Trump administration?
I probably doubt that because I like Bernie Sanders endorsing Hillary. I don't ever want to lose my integrity and become part of those two parties in any way, shape, or form.
All right, I know you're working on two big books. I know the subjects, they are bombshell. This has been one of your most dangerous books ever. Look forward to talking to you then. And you know, this is such a hot period.
One of the books I'll preview for you a little bit. I'm doing a book on it's entitled The Stupid Shit Politicians.
The Stupid Bleep, yeah. And the other one is the big dangerous subject. Well, let's do this since things are coming up. I was supposed to give you the first, but at least the second. I want to be right there at the trough when or if you don't make the announcement. Either way.
Alex, you know you've been my friend too long. I'll give you the heads up one way or another.
All right, that's awesome. I know you got to go, so I won't say bye to you in the break. I'm going to come back and take calls. Jesse Ventura, Off the Grid, TV show, books. Google the name Jesse Ventura. Jesse, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex. Always a pleasure. And hi to everybody out there in Infowar land.
You're awesome. Thank you, Jesse.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back. Thank you. We'll be back with the fourth hour, David and I. I'll take some of your calls. Sorry I didn't get to all of them. Stay with us.
CBN.
Infowars land. Communications. Welcome to Infowars land. That's the opposite of zombie land, isn't it?